bringing you the truth or something like the truth. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
You got the Bottom Line on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. A very nervous Clint Scott joined by Chris Snead, Jackson Frazier behind the glass taking care of us.
I don't have any pens here. I need a pen so I can write this down here when you...
Jackson, can you throw Snead a pen? Yeah, through the glass. Break the glass. Jackson's that strong. He
can
do
he
it.
He can break the glass here. I didn't think about having a pen available, but we have 29. Oh. Well, I dropped it. Okay. We have 29 opportunities for Clint. Okay? Mm-hmm. So, and I guess you at home, if you want to, you can play along if you want. But no helping Clint?
No helping Clint.
Okay. Is this a group effort between you and... this is Clint.
No. I don't want Jackson to fail on my wings.
Okay, so we'll just get right into it. So yesterday with this time, we actually talked about bowl games. I said, you know what, we'll do this tomorrow. I will tell Clint a bowl name, and he will have to tell me, is this a real bowl or a fake bowl? Now, these are not all this year's bowls. These bowls go back to the beginning of bowls, so some of these bowls can be as old as 1920.
And you suck. By the way, usually when we have these, what happens? Someone, in this case, it would have been me, were like, I could name every bowl game from the start of time. Just would like to go ahead and clear that up if you missed yesterday. That's not how this started at all.
Okay, so I'm going to turn this way so he cannot see the list here. Mm. And I will start off with the Cigar Bowl.
No, fake. Fake news.
It was real.
No, it was not.
Yes, it was. Right off the...
The Cigar Bowl.
The Cigar Bowl was played in 1929.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's a bad sign.
It was played in the 20s.
I feel like I have enough time and enough options on these. Eventually, I'm going to get in my own head and be like, okay, he doesn't want me to think that this is fake.
I will tell you this. There is not an equal number of real to fake. And there are 29. Okay. And it is actually... I'm not going to tell you more than that.
All right. We know I'm not going 100%. Let's go on.
The Red Box Bowl.
Real.
That was real.
Yes.
That was a real thing. The International Bowl.
Yes. It was real.
That is correct. It was real. Played in Toronto, Canada. That's right.
I knew that one.
Yes.
Yes.
Has not been played since 2011 or so.
Yeah.
It used to be the bowl game played after the national championship. And you're like, what in the heck are we doing?
Did Tech and Oklahoma State play in this?
Is that No. You're talking about that. I'm thinking.
Oh.
The Home Trust Mortgage Bowl.
Fake.
It is fake.
Yes! That's a good one.
The ReliaQuest Bowl.
It feels like there should be something else with it. Fake.
It's real.
Ah, okay.
In fact, that's where Mississippi State's playing this year.
Oh, okay.
In the ReliaQuest Bowl. It's a New Year's Day
this
Bowl.
This is good.
I actually think it was the, used to be the Citrus Bowl.
Really?
No, not the Citrus Bowl. It's a Florida Bowl. It's a New Year's Day Bowl.
Well.
Yes. The Homefinity Bowl.
That's not real. No. Yes, it is. No, it's not. Hold on. It is real. It is real. Homefinity is real.
It's fake.
Oh, dang it. Go with the gut, Clint. Dang it. Clown. Could have been somebody.
The Ticket City Bowl.
Yes. It's real.
It is real. Tech played in it with Tuberville. The most irrelevant New Year's Day Bowl ever played. The Flagstar Bank Bowl.
No, fake.
It's real.
Oh!
Nope, it's fake.
Okay, I was like, no way, that was not real. Could have been a contender.
The Oracle Bowl.
Oh, man, I was going to go into that really confident. Real. Yeah, it's real.
No, it's fake.
No.
Damn! The John Hancock Bowl.
No, fake.
That was real. The Sun Bowl.
Give it.
That's what it was. It was the Sun Bowl became the John Hancock Sun Bowl, then became the John Hancock Bowl, and then they dropped John Hancock altogether.
Mm,
yes. But it became the John Hancock Bowl. In fact, Texas Tech played in the John Hancock Bowl in 1993.
Okay.
Against Texas OU.
It's come after me. Check.
The J.P. Morgan Chase Bowl.
Real.
It's fake.
No.
Dang it.
What am I doing right now? It feels like I'm not doing well.
I've been checking everything off. Okay, you missed that one also. Okay, you're not doing very good. You missed that one too. The Raisin Bowl.
Fake.
That was real.
No.
Yep. Played in 1946 to 1949.
Give it to me.
The Excelon.com Bowl.
Fake.
That is fake. Good job.
Good job after going like over 4 in the last one.
The GSOA Bowl.
Real.
That's fake.
Mm.
GSOA stands for Gulf South Officials Association.
As soon as you said 1920, I was going to be toast either way.
The PapaJohns.com Bowl.
Yes, real. I'm like getting excited for like the ones I know for sure.
The LittleCaesars.com Bowl.
Oh, the .com though. Was there a .com in it? I think it was just the Little Caesars.
That's correct. You are right. It was just the Little Caesars Bowl. The Coca-Cola Bowl.
Ooh, this sounds like this totally could have been real. Fake.
It was real.
Nah!
And you actually said it before. Texas Tech played Oklahoma State in the Coca-Cola Bowl in 1988. And it was in Tokyo.
Okay, well, see, that's what when the International Bowl. That's what I thought it was.
I almost gave myself away, so I waited a few minutes. So you missed Coca-Cola. All right, the MetLife Bowl.
Real?
That's fake.
What?
It is fake. Totally made it up. Pulled it off a website.
Oh, that was a good one. That sounds real.
The Quick Lane Bowl.
Real?
Yeah, it was real.
That one's real.
I actually officiated that.
Oh, there you go.
Detroit on December 26th. Not a fun place to be. The BBVA Compass Bowl.
Yes, real.
It is real.
Yeah.
It is now the Duke's Mayo Bowl, by the way. Yes.
Grossest tradition in all.
The GoDaddy.com Bowl.
Real.
It was real. The Triscuit Bowl.
Real.
Fake.
Ah!
The Dollar General Bowl.
Fake.
It was real.
What?
With the GoDaddy.com Bowl became the Dollar General Bowl.
Ugh. Lower level bowls. What are we doing?
The Glass Bowl.
This seems like it's fake. I'm going to say fake.
It was real.
No, it was not.
Yes, it was. It was played from 1947 to 1949. Toledo would play teams in Ohio, and they did it until Cincinnati came in and kicked their ass, so they stopped playing it.
Freaking Toledo.
Yeah.
Forget you, Toledo, from the 40s.
The Ingram Micro Bowl.
Trying to read your eyes. I feel like you're a good poker player. I'm definitely not. I'm the one who giggles when he gets a good hand. I'm out. Can you just read it one more time?
The Ingram Micro Bowl.
Fake.
It was fake. The Micron PC Bowl.
Real.
It was real.
It's in strong here. Come on.
The Blockbuster Bowl.
Oh. Wait. Trying to go back to as they were relevant. Yeah, real.
It was real.
Yeah, real. Okay.
The Camping World Bowl.
Real. Pause before you say. Why are you pausing before you get to it?
The Aramark Bowl.
Real.
False.
Ah!
It was fake. The Belk Bowl.
Real.
It was.
Bowl was real.
What was it? What did it come after? BBVA Compass, and before Duke's Mayo. The Insight Bowl.
Real. Insight Bowl was real.
The Beef O'Brady's Bowl.
Oh. Fake.
Real.
Oh, dang it.
Let's see how he did.
Oh, that was awful. That was awful. Tell you what, the music's going to hit. Well, let Sneed compile how poorly I did. I will say, like, the ones that I know, I appreciate that you had some in there. Not that you knew. I appreciate that there was some that was sure. The glass bowl. Get out of here, glass bowl. Nobody even cares about you. Only Sneed knows that.
I went deep into the interwebs to find some of these.
All right, we'll be back with my awful total results on the bottom line. You've got us on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com.
Getting to the point, but taking the scenic route to get there. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
If we started an air band, what instrument would you air play? Apparently it's not guitar.
I mean, the way his arms were over here, I mean, it really looked like...
I was doing the old school where you're doing all the
it looked
together.
More like a,
I wasn't doing the power chords.
It looked more like a chipmunk having a seizure.
You've been real mean lately, man. What's wrong? You need to talk? You know we're always here.
Are we?
From 12 to 3.
Yes, I'm aware. Put the schedule together.
I'm just making sure. It's called The Bottom Line. It's right here on 100.7 The Score.
I think I would want to play the air piccolo.
That would look more like the chipmunk with a seizure because you have the
maybe the air kazoo.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Jackson.
Nope, the air vuvuzela.
What would that look like? Well done.
How's that?
Well done.
I call air triangle.
Oh, I was going to say, you look like an air triangle guy. Yep, just once.
That's one of the best insults I've ever heard. You look like an air triangle guy.
I almost love if you ever listen to like an orchestra or something and they have the song, especially like little kids band, junior high band, something like that, where they have the kid that just plays the cymbals, and he hits exactly once in the song, and it's at the very end, but the rest of the time, he's just zoning out. He just has his hands up here, and he's just looking around. He's the worst kid on the baseball team, out in the outfield, chasing the butterfly. And then, oh, yeah, me. Yeah.
I love how excited these kids get for it, right?
Yeah.
I just love, I mean, if we're just getting a little bit deeper than you wanted to get, I just love that there's so many things in life that people can be so excited about, right? Mm-hmm. You know, you and I and Triangle Boy over there might think it's really odd that anybody would be super excited to be in the junior high band or choir or whatever. But I just think it's awesome that some people are so into that, or theater. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes the world go around, that we're all so incredibly different.
Yeah.
You know? And some people might think, oh my goodness, your kid plays tennis. That must be just such a beat down to sit there and watch tennis. I get it, right? But I don't know, the world's a good place like that where there's so many different things for you that you can get excited about.
Find your niche, man. I was always glad that... What? What?
Niche?
Niche. Your niche.
I got like 5 or 6 different niches.
It was well done. It was a good dad joke. Head, shoulders, niche, and toes. Well, smoking about, a pancake.
What about my nephews? Who said niche?
That's me. I said it.
Who says that, Triangle Boy? Who says that?
Okay, you're talking about... I'm just trying to jump in You're talking about how someone can go and be so excited about something, like, yeah, good for you. And I'm like, yeah, man, good for you. Find your niche. And then Jamie just clocks me.
So
Jamie turns and punches me in the face.
Apparently, if you're from Kansas, you really are excited about saying things incorrectly just to be different.
That's not saying something incorrectly.
I've never heard niche before.
You've never heard niche before. This seems more
Jackson,
like you.
Jackson, you heard niche?
This seems more like
I've heard niche, but at the same time, like, I could very easily be wrong about that being a real word.
I didn't know that was a real word. And I appreciate you educating me.
Yeah, thank
N-I-C-H-E,
you.
N-I-C-H-E, right?
Mm-hmm. Your niche, I thought man. It was your niche. Niche.
No, it's niche.
Niche.
I saw Short Lived Reddit the other day.
Oh, gosh.
And I read it as not on purpose, but I just can't not hear it as Short Lived now. Oh, and goodness. It infuriates me, speaking of that. Still not as good as Protean.
Yes.
That's my favorite one. Protean. Oh, man. Okay, fellas. You know what our niche is? Jumping into some Tuesday grades.
I'm excited that Jackson got a new nickname today.
The Air Triangle. Triangle boy. Get him his dang catch up instead of playing the air triangle. Yeah. Like it's all right, we'll just go right into it, or we never will. I'll just start with mine. I can't give out anything above an A- right now because I just don't think you know enough yet. I have two A-, and one is Kansas. 9-1, they're 1-1 against top 25 opponents. Only loss so far to a Tennessee team who's
this
ranked 6.
This drill is boring right now. Just wanted you to know. To start with Kansas.
I'm sorry, I should have had you do your list.
I'm just kidding.
They have, right now I think they have the best individual player as far as leading in a bunch of stats right now in Jalen Wilson. They're just playing really well, but you kind of expect them to. They've had the blowouts that they needed to. But again, can't go above an A- because they do have a loss and have split their really good games. Best win Duke, worst loss Tennessee. I still have Texas at an A- till you see what they are mm-hmm. going to do.
That's fair.
Because at this point, I mean, the wins over Gonzaga, the wins over Creighton were really, really, really good. The one mm-hmm. loss was an overtime to a ranked
to a
good team at a neutral site tournament with the Jimmy V Classic or a neutral site game. So still have them there until further notice. Obviously, we'll be paying very close attention to what that team does. Drop down to a B+. They have 8-1 TCU. Right, we were poking fun at them. They have a really bad loss. Probably should have had two bad losses, but you look up.
And they were missing one of their key guys in that game.
Yep, everyone's back. Everyone's healthy. They've beaten a top 25 team with Iowa. They've beaten a solid Providence team. Still, I mean, they're right back on pace to what you thought they would be. B+, another one for me, Iowa State. Now, they just got blown out by Iowa. Otherwise, they would be an A- as well. That North Carolina win was huge at the time. They have sure. spiraled, but still at the time, you beat a top-ranked team in the country.
Mm-hmm.
No drop-off for them at all. I have Baylor at a B at 7-2. That Marquette loss was pretty baffling.
Yeah, beat badly, too.
But they have a great bounce. Yeah, I mean, just dominated.
Mm-hmm.
They have a pretty good bounce back, though, against Gonzaga. They also had a really good win over, at that time, an eighth-ranked UCLA team. And the other loss was to, well, Virginia, who is really, really good. West Virginia, I give a B at 8-2. No top 25 wins, but they do have a couple of good wins, I would say. I mean, they've beat a Pitt. They've beat a Florida. And their losses, Purdue and Xavier, and they didn't get blown out in either of them. And Purdue is excellent. Kent State, surprisingly, 9-1. Now, they haven't just played a ton of really good teams. They just haven't. But, I mean, they have a surprise in Keontae Johnson and the return of him as he's gone to Kansas State. And, you know, I really like his story. But he's played really, really well. That one loss was to Butler. Now, it's not been just, a fantastically tough schedule because it just hasn't for Kansas State. But still, year one coach, 9-1, not bad. I have a C+ for Texas Tech right now at 6-2. It's really hard to overlook that you just haven't beaten anybody, to be honest. And you've played a couple teams close that you shouldn't have. I have Oklahoma at a C with 7-3. And, I mean, I guess
good wins over Ole Miss. Not really a good win. Credit to them. Whatever. D plus Oklahoma State. I mean, struggle against UT Arlington. You lose to Southern Illinois. They turn the ball over a ton. Terrible turnover to assist ratio. But again, I think that's your floor.
Okay. I'll start at the top with Texas and Kansas. I give both of them A's. A minuses. I'm still with Baylor and TCU in both of them. I know there's been an ugly loss for both of them, but I still have A minuses for them. Mm-hmm. B plus, I have Iowa State and Kansas State. I think both have performed much better than they thought they were going to. At that point, it gets a little bit more difficult. I'll give the Red Raiders and Oklahoma both B minuses. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to go a straight up C for West Virginia, and then Oklahoma State, I'll give a C minus. Not ready to fail anybody yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Yes, you want to run through yours real quick?
Yes, I had Kansas and UT as an A. I had TCU as the only A minus. I had Iowa State, K-State, and Baylor at a B plus. I had West Virginia at a B, Texas Tech at a B minus. OU at a C plus, Oklahoma State at a flat C.
All right, if you want to give your grades, you can do so on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Thoughts, comments, reactions as well. We have a niche debate. Niche is real, people. You need to be aware.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Take versus take when we come back. Jamie has the questions. Keep it right here on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com.
Bringing you the truth, or something like the truth. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
That music means it's time for the fastest growing game show in the world, Take versus Take. Got the bottom line on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com. Quinn's got Jamie Linton, Jackson Frazier. Jamie has the questions today, which means myself, the Viking, and himself, Jackson Triangle Boy Frazier, are your competitors. Jackson, how are you feeling headed into today's competition?
I'm feeling good. I've been in a pretty bad slump recently, though. I've been, like, swept and 2-0'd out the gate, like, the last three times, so.
But you have that cool trophy that you brought back in the room.
I do have the hopefully it's a good luck charm.
Are you going to leave it in there for like a third time now, or?
I leave it in there to let you look at it for like 5 minutes, and then I come get it.
Hey, when you leave today, will you walk by Chuck's office carrying that thing? With both hands?
Yes.
Dragging it because it's too heavy. Mm-hmm. All right, Jamie, take it away.
All right, Clint, question number one, take versus take today. Tell me the best Christmas cartoon show there is.
Ooh. I really like all of the claymation ones, but the one that edges it out is still the very old school Grinch That Stole Christmas. Just something about it. I like the Dr. Seuss animation of it. I liked it has its own, which by the way, if you actually listen to the words of the song, I don't know if it ever actually mentions Christmas in it, but it's still a Christmas song. It's from a Christmas movie. The You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch. Like, that's classic. I love the ingenuity with it, with how he steals the stuff. Like, it was just fun for me as a kid thinking that I could fit all of that stuff, one, in a bag. Or I could use a vacuum to just sweep up a tree and all of its ornaments. Or I could start the little train and it would steal stuff for me. All of that I thought was fantastic and loved it as a kid. Still do.
Okay.
So I never... This is like more of a Christmas special, but the Charlie Brown Christmas special. We watched that all the time growing up. I didn't even watch like regular Charlie Brown, but when Christmas time came around, we'd watch the Christmas special. So just the old movie one.
It's regular Peanuts. Come on. There's more than just Charlie Brown.
Well, I mean, I think the number one answer is Rudolph. Mm-hmm. Okay. That was always my favorite, but I'm going to go with Jackson on this one because, you know, Peanuts Christmas was also something I grew up with. We watched Grinch at times, but not as much as like that. That was one that you had to watch every year. We knew when that one was coming up. Yeah. So Jackson takes the early lead.
You ever put an antler on Winfield like Max?
It's about the only thing that the girls haven't put on him.
Jamie doesn't have a reindeer. He'll make one.
All right. Question number two. We go to Jackson for this one. In honor of Chris Beard, who is the most disliked player or coach that was on your team or coached your team and then left? Disliked the most after he was gone.
Ooh, after he was gone?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, a guy that was you were cool with, but then he left. And
I mean, the first name that comes to my mind as an Eagles fan is Riley Cooper.
That's a pretty good answer.
Yeah.
Had some, was an okay player, but then did some things and put himself in a different light.
Said something.
Sure.
And I wasn't a big fan of him after that.
Okay.
Luckily, he wasn't on the team much longer.
I'm going to go with former Jayhawk defensive back, one Aqib Talib, who was beloved in the Orange Bowl run and is an all-time Jayhawk great on the gridiron. But after he left, all the Jayhawks did was support him. That was their guy in the NFL, followed him to whatever team he would end up on. And a lot of those were Chiefs fans still liking him on the Broncos, which is crazy. And then he just dropped that he was from the University of Kansas. Never really gave a good explanation-wise. From what I can tell, it's just because they sucked, which is fine. But no support of the school, no thankful for what kind of put him on that platform, nothing. He was just whatever elementary he was from, whatever high school he went to, and would just almost like Kansas didn't exist. And it really, really drove me insane. I was like, you're our guy. We don't have a lot.
All right, I'm going to have to give Clint the point on this one. That's pretty bad.
What did we do?
I didn't in my mind think about a guy that graduated and moved on. It wasn't like he transferred. Like Baker Mayfield would probably be a really good answer.
Oh, okay.
You know, for most Red Raider fans. Or I was thinking of a guy that got traded from your team or whatever. Riley Cooper was a good one, too. But I'll give you the point on that one. You seem pretty passionate about that.
It really bugged
me. And Aqib Talib is a bit of a head case.
Yeah.
Not a good guy.
No.
All right. Final question. Clint, you're first. What is your favorite Christmas time dessert?
Oh, okay. So. Okay. So
here we go with the goose again.
I hear the music, the angel music when I see this. So I don't love like gingerbread houses. I like the ginger flavor, but usually when you have like anything gingerbread, it's typically dry. It's a Christmas thing just because it's a Christmas thing. Except for my mom's gingerbread cookies that she makes. Ginger snaps are a top tier cookie, and they have changed multiple people's lives of how they look at the gingerbread cookie realm and the possibility. I mean, it's got just the perfect texture. Seriously, we get there around Christmas time whenever we're hanging out with them or they come here, and there's just whatever little dessert table we have, which is immense, especially like if we do like the extended family, those things are gone instantly, and 90% of it is me who has eaten them, and I can just sit there and just put them away. You get the gingerbread cookie from her with a little glass of milk. It's heaven. Christmas dessert, heaven.
Okay. Jackson is apparently phoning a friend for the answer.
You should have polled the audience.
Apparently that's what he's doing right now.
Yeah, I'll answer for him. Well, Jamie, as an air triangle expert and someone with really, really big ears, I'm going to go with the fruitcake. There's just something delicious about the fruitcake. I love how it tastes like fruit was rolled over on a tire.
Wrong.
You're talking to yourself.
I'm ready now.
All right, Jackson.
Guess this is what we're doing now.
I don't know if it's considered a Christmas dessert. I consider it one, but like fudge, like the little fudge squares, white chocolate fudge. I think that's just I love it during Christmas time, but it's really the only time of the year I eat it.
I was with you until you said white chocolate.
I mean,
out on white chocolate.
I'm It's one of them. I'll have it, but it's not the main one.
Except it being my nickname, but whatever. Other than that.
I also think the only time of the year that I have fudge is at Christmas time. And I think I'm going to go with Jackson on this one.
So I'll just say this. This is one time I think we should hold off before we give this point. Because I'm going to see my family at some point. I'll bring in the ginger snaps, and then you can decide. So let's just, no official winner given out. Just hold on, time out.
No.
Time out.
No. You go find your niche, near nephews, everybody else when you're hanging out with your family. And Jackson will be celebrating another victory.
Another victory?
Yeah.
First in 2 years. That's too long. Mm. Other than the trophy. Okay.
Way to go, Jackson.
Thank you. That one felt good. I needed that. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised you didn't play the soundbite. I was waiting for it.
You like that? You like that?
There you go. Hit us up on the A's Bowling Center chat line. Thoughts, comments, reaction. All of that welcomed there. We get this on the chat line. I'd say K-State is the worst. I think that they have a possibility to do like... I've just been surprised. Again, Kansas State hasn't played anybody. Don't get me wrong. And I'm going to be the last person that will actively give them credit. But in year one with Tang, still starting out 9-1, it would have been worse last year. I can tell you that. They would have played the same schedule, and there's a real chance that they're sitting at like 7-3 or in Oklahoma State 6-4. Part of that is they have a couple of new guys there, one being, again, Keontae Johnson.
Yes.
Who can actually score the ball, which the Wildcats could not last year. So, I hope so. I hope that's how it ends up. That'd be great when we look back. Speaking of which, because West Virginia, again, you don't really know what they have. Their first Big 12 game are those Wildcats. That may be a good gauge of what that kind of middle to bookend spot in the Big 12 will look like early on. Of course, that would be one of the lower graded games to start out Big 12 play. Bobby Hot Dogs, the vinegar killer is also a goose molester? No. Hi, Jamie. You nail the intro every time.
Thank you.
You do. Mm-hmm. Nail it. Did you want to do an intro and an outro? Since I was late the other day and we broke through the ice that you've been pining for it over there and I had no idea.
No, I'll wait my turn to when I really earn it, Clint. I guess. Gotta earn it.
I didn't.
I don't want to be given anything. You know? Your charity. Maybe one day I can rise to be the main host of the radio show here on 100.7 The Score.
We get a Long Live the Pirate. We get a Not Like Rice is Trash.
No, I thought they were good. They looked good. Especially that dude, though.
Yeah, especially Fiedler. Back with more next on 100.7 The Score.
Getting to the point, but taking the scenic route to get there. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
You got the Bottom Line on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. Quinn Scott with Jamie Lynn and Jackson Frazier.
Niche.
Oh, whoops. What was that? Was that a Google pronunciation?
Niche.
Oh, I thought my computer was muted. How is this happening? I'm so sorry.
Niche.
Oh, well, I don't know technology, man. Sorry.
And I also think that lived is actually a word that you can say, but it doesn't mean that people say it.
No, I've never heard that one. I have heard niche down here in Texas. You try to say it as a Kansas thing.
You do you, Clinty.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I will. Mm-hmm. You can hit us up on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. This on the chat line, Clint, you didn't go to KU, did you? I did not. Just a fan with a dream. Raiders Dad says, how about you drop that recipe on the chat line, Clint? I do need to get it. But that's one, like, I've just never asked. There's a few I've asked, like, family recipes that we've made. Like, we make our family's chicken and dumplings every year. We've got just a couple different things like that. But that's like, I know she's going to make them, and they're fantastic, so I just wait for them, and it just always is awesome.
Interesting.
Yes, it is, Jamie. Yes, it is. This is from a small town Raider. Kick rocks, Billy boy. Mm-hmm. Josh said.
Triangle boy.
Triangle boy. He had great form, though, when he did the. I wish the camera would have been on him when he did the ear triangle.
It's all in the flick of the wrist.
Yeah. Just firm enough. You don't want it to be too loosey-goosey.
Nope.
No. Josh said Miracle on 34th Street. Also said, I don't know what the question was. Animated Christmas specials.
Yeah.
This is a fair point. Clint is literally Yukon Cornelius. He didn't pick that.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. I mean, one of the good characters in that movie.
Yeah. Saw a, speaking of interesting, I saw a hoodie I might get from a little fishing website that I purchased from time to time that had Yukon Cornelius.
Nice.
Two different types of fish in both hands and rods in his back. Or not in his back, but just strapped to his back. It's pretty awesome.
That's all you, Clint, right there.
Yeah, I'm about to get it.
Match made in heaven.
Yeah. Bullfighter says JLA+, Clint. F minus Wilma, F minus minus.
He's Wilma.
I like that that's the old lady name that stuck out of him. Although I thought Jandis for you was pretty great.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Wilma's accurate.
I don't think Bullfighter was happy about the NBA talk I brought up earlier.
He was the one who was asking for it. He was like on Twitter, boy, I would just love nothing more than to talk 3 hours of NBA. And we didn't deliver yesterday. I don't think we talked a single minute of it. We didn't even talk about how the
crazy
Pelicans have been the surprise team of the NBA this year. Not
have
once.
Well. Go Zion.
Well.
He still play there?
Mm-hmm.
All right,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah, he's actually.
Yeah, I saw him doing a 360 highlight the other day.
Yeah.
It was pretty sweet.
Well, they got the Suns twice this year? Yeah. So that was one of them. And that concludes that.
Kevin Johnson still playing for them?
Yes. Charles Barkley.
What about Tom Chambers?
Danny Ainge.
Jim Nance? Larry Nance, excuse me.
I went Danny Ainge for the Suns. Sorry.
Yeah, he played for the Suns.
Yeah, I was jumping to the Suns from the
Amari film. Stoudemire.
Amari, yeah.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. I used to think as a kid, talk about irrational thoughts. I didn't think Amari Stoudemire was a good NBA player when I was younger because he had the goggles. And for some reason when I was a kid, until I grew up to realize, boy, that makes you a stud, I was like, he's not that good. He's got goggles on. Can't even see. I know. That's why I said irrational, Jamie. Don't give me that look. I said irrational.
He didn't even really need the goggles when his nose was touching the rim most of the time.
Yeah, there you go.
It was the Urkel effect. I grew up thinking that he wasn't going
to
be good.
Man, so you're trying,
until he
trying
turned
to tell
into
me
Stephon.
You didn't think Kareem or Kurt Rambis were any good?
I told you it was irrational.
Man.
That was when I had...
I mean, Rambis' rec specs were phenomenal.
Yeah.
And Kareem looking like a little bug. Awesome.
Not like a little bug, like a giraffe
bug.
Yeah,
a really tall bug.
Like a really, really tall, like a stick bug.
Did the Rib Hamilton face mask have the opposite effect?
Yes, because I thought he was Batman. So, pretty sure he was Batman. Boy. Oh, Rip Richard. I have the question of the day.
Jamie's question of the day on 100.7 The Score is presented by Bizarre Solutions. Call them today for a free cybersecurity audit.
All right, gentlemen, we're going to Red Raider basketball. They are in action tonight at home against the Fighting Ambulances. Ewoo, ewoo, ewoo. Eastern Washington. And I want to know, you can pick one player that you see just have an outstanding performance. Who are you going to pick? Assuming Bacho is out, too. Because he's said 50-50. I'm leaning towards you're not going to see him tonight.
All right, I'll go with Pop Isaacs.
Okay.
Yeah, I just think that's a young man that is aggressive and confident, all the above, with the ball in his hands. And I think he's going to continue to get better and better, being a big-time scoring threat for the Red Raiders. Mm-hmm. I would think about Jalen Tyson, but since he's a little bit banged up, kind of expect him to be a tiny bit rusty. So feels like a big game for Pop Isaacs.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a who we would like or who we expect?
I'm going to say who you would like.
Okay. I'm going to go Elijah Fisher then.
Okay.
I think just being able to see him come off the bench and maybe get, 10, 12 would be really nice, just to know that that could be seen, you know, later again in this season, and we don't have to maybe wait till next season for something like that.
Mm-hmm. I really went with who I expect. I think if I was going with who I like, I would be with Jackson. I think it's a great answer because you want to see him take steps forward and feel like he's going to be more of a key player for the team than he has been so far. So him, I mean, I know it's not the highest level of competition, but him just starting to get on track would be big.
This is the competition you want to see it against, right? I mean,
I want to see it against all of them.
Well, right. But this is, it feels like now is the time because this is when you're going to start earning your minutes.
Sure,
if it stays this way, when you get to Big 12 play, and there's no way you can't be, you're going to be buried in the bench and not making an effect.
Mm-hmm.
KJ Allen would also be high on my list.
I'm with your guys thinking because I think for me of who I would like to see, it's someone off the bench. I really want to see Lamar Washington, though. Have a really, really, really good game. And he played a big part of why you won against Nichols. Weirdest stat line ever with like 12 points, 0 for 1 from the field, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see him continue to add depth to the guard spot. And I know that it's kind of the opposite way of thinking because right now, especially with Bacho out too, you're hurting with the bigs. But I think with the young guys of right now, of what I've seen, I like the Elijah Fisher pick, and don't get me wrong, I would love to see him take off. But it seems to me right now, Lamar Washington may be closer, and he's been up and down. I would love for him to be one of those go-to bench guys, and you could probably shift this over to DeMarion Williams for me as well, but if I had to pick one, I would stick with Lamar Washington. But love the Fisher picks too.
Yeah, I think that's a good one too.
Let us know what you think on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Thoughts, comments, reactions. We get this. Eric Morris to North Texas.
Yep.
Hired there from Incarnate Word. This was linked as soon as North Texas opened up. And I wasn't sure if this was, I guess, how much legs this had. This still feels, I mean, it feels like a great situation for Eric Morris and a great jump for him from Incarnate Word. But he will be leading them into... See, are they going into Conference USA?
No clue.
No. Going into the American. Yeah, they're going into the American from Conference USA. So,
former Red Raider receiver, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. Correct. Pretty good slot receiver. And co-offensive coordinator.
We get this. You apparently get excited about watching / playing tennis, shoes, and epileptic chipmunks. Very diverse.
Yes. I'm a very, very versatile fella.
I know there was a joke, but if there was actually that sort of real chipmunk, I would sit there and watch it. I'll be honest. I'd be right there with you.
It's kind of mean.
Well, how do you help it? Stop it.
Why would you want to sit there and watch something struggling so badly?
What's nature? Well, come out of it. You just move. Don't you just move all of the things that like it could hurt itself on? So for some reason, if it's in the room, you move all the chairs and... Okay. Step to the wall, right?
Okay.
I'm not just going to throw rocks at it and laugh.
No, it just seems really weird that someone would want to watch that.
It's just you don't see that every day or ever. I've never seen it.
Also don't see people without Christmas trees, but...
Got the bottom line, 100.7, the score, hour number 3 when we come back.
Getting to the point. But taking the scenic route to get there. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's once again time to play No Diggity. Clint Scott with Jamie Lynn and Jackson Frazier. It's that time of day where I throw out a certain situation to them, and you are a fine listening audience, and with their digitometers, and tell us just how much diggity said situation has. I bring you a food no diggity today.
Okay.
This coming from Uber Eats delivery service. As they've released a list of the most unexpected food combos. And this is combos people have ordered this year. And I want to know if you guys would try these if presented.
Okay.
also just on the scale of how strange. Some of these are very, 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 very strange. In fact, most of these, and I already can see one on this list that's probably going to just make Jamie shudder. We'll start off with the top one that was ranked the weirdest combo that this has been ordered, not just by one person. Fruit roll-ups and hot Cheetos. Probably not ordered as like a little sandwich or roll-up. Probably just a combo. But you guys in on some fruit roll-ups and hot Cheetos?
I am out on any Cheetos.
Any Cheetos?
Any Cheetos.
Okay. Jackson?
I would try it. Yeah. It sounds like it could have
Do people potential. Eat these together?
I feel like I've seen it before on like a clip of just people eating weird food combos.
And you like wrap it around it or something?
Yeah, they like rolled it up.
Yeah, apparently this is a TikTok trend. That's exciting. Jamie loves that. Of mixing the two.
Yeah, the next TikTok trend I follow will be my first.
Did you know you're trending on TikTok?
No, I did not.
You would never either.
I would never. Good. Unless one of my kids told me.
I would try this one. Yeah.
You would?
Okay. Yeah, I would. I'm not going to go out and get it myself, but if someone was like, here, try this, that doesn't seem like the strangest thing in the world.
But you'd have the flavor from the roll-up, and then you'd have the crunchiness of the, what kind of Cheeto?
Hot Cheeto.
Hot Cheeto.
The Flamin' Hot Cheeto.
Flamin' Hot Cheeto.
Which is like one of my favorite chips of all time. So that's why I would, if it was maybe a different chip, I'd probably be a little less in, but I don't think that this is weird. I lied. There's going to be two that's going to make you shudder. How about pickles and whipped cream? Jamie, you in? Whipped cream make the pickle a little more enticing?
I'm into not eating that.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jackson, would you try a...
No, I'm so far out on that.
Oh, so this sounds disgusting.
I guess
disgusting.
If you ate pickles, I guess... I mean, what's going to be worse... With whipped cream on top. Hardly anything would be worse, right?
It's like straight garbage. Wet trash. That's maybe
in
line.
Wet trash is going to be bad, but if you put whipped cream on it, I bet it would be better.
Than the pickle.
Right?
I do.
So I bet if you like pickles, this wouldn't be the grossest thought ever.
See, I think it has to be you love pickles, because I like pickles. I will enjoy a spear on the side of a sandwich. Like, ending that sandwich and chip meal with it. I'm not into, like, the, you gotta try the, you haven't lived until you've tried the Pickle Rita, or something like that. Or Pickle Pops, or anything like that. Like, I'm out on those.
I mean, give me a, I mean, like, if you'll stick a French fry in ranch or gravy, I don't know that Cool Whip would be, I mean, would be worse. I think it would be fine.
That's
I
an
mean,
interesting thing to
if I took
up.
A took a chicken finger and stuck it in whipped cream, I think it would still it wouldn't gross me out. I don't know that it would make it better, but I don't think it would gross me out.
It would be like I ate that and I'm fine.
Yeah, I still
I would. Don't need to do it again.
Yeah,
Jackson, are you a pickle fan? I don't know if we ever
no,
I asked
I'm,
you.
Why was there a pause pickle, after pickle?
Pickle guy.
Are you a pickle?
Pickle man?
I'm a very anti-pickle.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't like, I won't not eat the burger if there was pickles on it. I can take it off and like, I don't mind that, but I'd rather them not be on there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so also out on the pickles and whipped cream. I am too. This one, I can see why this one would be popular. Again, out for the same reason. Popcorn and pickle juice. Jamie's in.
I'm out.
All right.
That seems like way too much salt. That's just salt and salt. I get like
brine
and
salt. Yeah, I just want my popcorn normal. I'm getting to the point where I'm just like, really, 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 what are we doing? How about dark chocolate and tomato salad? Mmm.
No, I'm out.
Jackson, you want some dark chocolate and tomato salad?
I don't like either of those things.
Yeah. Well, what's a tomato? Like, this is probably a stupid question, but what's a tomato salad? Is it just like tomatoes
I would guess
with
it
herbs?
It has and leaves stuff? And a bunch of tomato, chunks of tomato in it.
Out. How about, this is starting to get into sanctity as well, pizza and applesauce. Did you try this one?
Like, I could eat them together and be fine.
Oh, yeah, I did it at school lunch all the time, right?
Yeah,
like,
but
pizza for lunch.
I'm not going to dip my pizza in applesauce.
I would maybe try it. I mean, I would try it. I would take a bite out of it, yeah.
Yeah, you seem like a triangle guy in there. How about
like a pizza slice?
I mean, some people just have food like the efficiency factor. Like, I can make this go away all quicker. I eat it all in one bite. Like, I put the applesauce on the pizza. Yeah, I'm not that guy.
I not for the same mentality of I want to get rid of this. I would say it doesn't last on my plate very long, but that's just for different reasons. Oh, almost a goal. Yes. Oh, what about sushi in general? That's the first question. You like sushi?
No, thank you.
I'm all the way in on sushi.
I'm all most sushis. You know, like 95% of them.
How about sushi and ranch?
No. Is that one of them?
Yeah, I would try this one.
That's disgusting.
This is six on the list.
That's sickening.
We go back to pizza. What about peanut butter and pizza? Again, what are we doing? What's wrong with the pizza?
Yeah, I mean, I like both things. I'm just not going to eat them together.
I would try it.
Yeah, you would try the pizza one. Triangle boy.
I mean, maybe like if it was just the crust part at the top, you know, with no tomato sauce, if that's gone,
cheese
the pizza
crust.
Sauce is gone. I'm sure it'd be all right.
Be okay. Just, it's one of those where I don't really have to wonder what it tastes like. I feel like I'm imagining exactly what it's going to taste like, and I can live without it.
What about the people that put like a slice of cheese on their apple pie?
That's like a old school American thing to do, right?
I remember.
I do like apples and cheese, but that sounds gross.
You just like eating apples and cheese together?
Well, my mom.
Like, if you like got chunks of apples and you want to dip it in some queso?
Not like more like slices of cheese. My mom will make like charcuterie boards like over like Christmas time, and that's like all like cut up apples and cheeses.
Yeah. I'll dip it in some queso.
Give me steal the peanut butter from the pizza, and that's what if I dip the apple into something, I'll dip it into that. Would it be rude to dip the apple into applesauce?
I don't think so.
Seems like over apple. speaking of cheese, two more. Cheese and martinis. Jamie's in. You want to go for some cheese and martinis together?
No.
No? Cheese teenies? Marcheesies? Okay.
Please don't ever say that again.
Okay, the last one they have on here apparently was a trend that people have been trying on social media since last year. Even Lizzo tried it. I'm a big fan of Lizzo, especially her flute playing as an air piccolist, which I believe is what they call the air piccolo player. How about some watermelon and mustard? Sweet and sour?
Yeah. I hate mustard, so.
I like watermelon with lime juice. Like if you like squeeze a lime on it.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever grilled watermelon before?
I've seen it, but I've never done it.
We'll do either lemon or lime juice, either one, do that, and then a little bit of like Tony's or any sort of basic Cajun seasoning, and you grill it, really good.
I like watermelon with watermelon.
You dip your watermelon in applesauce. I knew they were going to be no. I just wanted to see your face. Worth it. Had a good time.
Just wanted to see my face.
Just wanted to see their
Not
reactions.
My expressions or reactions, just my face. You just look over here. What?
Okay, what if I just do that?
Awkward.
Yeah. We get this on the chat line. Here's a tip, Clint. Stop having expectations on how many points, I'm guessing Texas Tech, should win by. Sorry, we're not KU and don't have Adidas paid players / family that helps that. Don't bring your KU presumptions to Texas Tech. Which I will rebuttal with, shouldn't you be having expectations at this point with the program? Shouldn't you be allowed to be disappointed if things are closer than you want, whether you have someone out or not?
I think the line is 19 tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's a big number. So you can have some expectations. Number two, careful there on the players not getting taken care of anymore. Remember, that's allowed now, and I think our basketball program is pretty well taken care of.
Yeah.
I think there's some players on that team making some big numbers.
This has been the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 100-7thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.